Canmore, it's often said that every second counts when racing, and even a slight misstep could be the difference between how many medals are earned and how many tears are shed. Well, Natalie Wilkie and Brittany Hudak have scoffed at the seconds remark because the only amount of time that can separate the pair of competing Canadian Nordic skiing teammates is milliseconds. At their very first international race of the season, the FIS Para Continental Cup at the Canmore Nordic Centre this week, November 21-22, 24-25, Hudak, 17 minutes 42 seconds and 1 millisecond, edged out Wilkie, 17 minutes 42 seconds and 4 milliseconds, by 3/10 of a second to claim first place in the women's standing 5-kilometer classic. The photo finish was reminiscent of 2 years earlier when the fast skiers tied for gold at the Para World Cup in Canmore after going neck to neck down the final stretch. "It's really fun to have a teammate like Natalie where we are so close in time," said Hudak, the pride of Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. "It kind of helps us both stay accountable and push each other, but when you are fighting for those seconds it just keeps you pushing right to the line." The cross-country ski portion of the international event was held Tuesday and Wednesday, featuring 5-kilometer classic and 10 km free technique interval starts. In the women's standing 3-lap classic, 7-time Paralympic medalist Wilkie blasted out of the gates, up nearly 16 seconds on Hudak after the first lap in the short race. The next two laps were all Hudak. "On the third lap, I go around and, coach, Brian McKeever, is like, 'You're making a bit of time,' and I was thinking maybe it will be close, or Natalie will get me by a few seconds. She skis really well, so it keeps it fun to be that close in time," Hudak said. The 30-year-old 3-time Paralympic medalist said it's nice to have early season learning opportunities, which Hudak's doing at the local international races. "These races are a good opportunity to try different warm-ups, try out different race strategies, and test things out for when it matters," said Hudak. On Wednesday, Hudak was victorious again, with USA's Donny Arevich placing second and Canada's Emma Archibald in third. Wilkie didn't start. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Nordic Canada, at Nordic Canada. Champion dominates. Imagine coming to Canmore to compete in a cross-country ski race. Now imagine that one of Canada's best skiers is also in that race. Now imagine for a third time that the elite skier will not be going easy on you. Well, stop daydreaming because that just happened this week in town. In the men's standing classic, one of the world's most decorated Paralympians, Canada's own Mark Ahrens, 14 minutes 44 seconds and 5 milliseconds, easily won on the day, finishing more than 4 minutes ahead of second-place Charles Lacourse of Canada, 19 minutes 12 seconds and 5 milliseconds. In third was USA's Jack Berry. Ahrens was so far ahead in the race he started working on track management, which means how he goes about blowing past other skiers. "I worked on explosive power right off the start and I was trying to hold that throughout," said Ahrens, 33. "I was going through a bit of the field, so it also gave me a bit of an unexpected opportunity to work on track management, looking ahead, seeing what's the best line if there are a lot of people in front of me. That's something, I know, is a weakness, but this was a really unexpected opportunity to work on that." Paralympic champion and Canada's Mark Ahrens charges off the start line at the FIS Para Continental Cup at the hashtag Canmore Nordic Centre. Ahrens easily won the men's standing 5K classic, more than 4 minutes ahead of second place. pic.twitter.com/avmillerart5. Jordan Small, at Jordy's Mall, November 21, 2023. On Wednesday, Ahrens powered to victory once again. USA's Barry and Zhenghong Schlechty finished second and third, respectively. Albertan brings home gold. Canadian Paralympian Derek Zaplatinsky was a flash down the stretch of the first international race of the season. In the men's sitting classic, Zaplatinsky beat USA's Dan Nossen by 2.4 seconds to claim top spot Tuesday. With only a few hundred meters to go, coach Brian McKeever relayed information from the sidelines to put some electricity into the Smoky Lake athlete. On the very last lap, I was told, I was up 2 seconds and just to push as hard as I could into the finish, said Zaplatinsky. USA's Josh Sweeney finished third. The 38-year-old Zaplatinsky's season will be highlighted on home soil at the 2024 Parabiathlon World Championships in Prince George, British Columbia, in March. Following the World Championships, the season-ending World Cup Finals occur, which also take place in Prince George that month. That's my big goal for the year, he said. On Wednesday, Zaplatinsky won again, followed by USA's Nausson and Great Britain's Scott Mina. Multi-time Canadian Paralympic medalist Colin Cameron didn't start in either of the men's sit-ski races. In the women's sitting classic, USA's Kendall Gretsch was first, Canada's Christina Picton finished second and South Korea's Yoon-ji Kim finished third. Paralympian Line Marie Bilodeau, the youngest member of Canada's Para-Nordic Ski World Cup team, finished fifth. The 22-year-old Bilodeau, originally from Sherbrooke, Quebec, and now living in Canmore, said she wanted to be quick and maintain a solid technique in the races. Specifically, she was happy with how the downhill portion of the course went. I was struggling with it a week ago, so I'm very happy I skied well in the downhill, she said. The final World Cup of the year is my goal. On Wednesday, USA's Oksana Masters and Gretsch won gold and silver, respectively. Canada's Picton finished third and Bilodeau was fourth. This Saturday and Sunday, November 25-26, is the biathlon portion of the event. Along with the Canucks, athletes from the United States, South Korea, Great Britain and Australia are competing.